want apple juice.
Lucas wants apple juice.
I know, I heard him
can
say
I
that.
Can I have apple juice?
Yeah, you can have apple juice.
Can I have soda?
Yes, you can have soda.
Can I press that button?
No, you can't press that button.
Why?
Because that's going to play the theme song. I'm not ready to start the pot.
Not just Ty Dad, he's my dad.
James Gutman!
What's up, guys? James Gutman here on Hi Pod, I'm Dad. Welcome back to another edition of this podcast. It is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. It's December. Thank God it's December. Thank God you're here. I want to welcome you guys to another edition. Whether you found me on any of the streaming services, thank you. Bookmark, subscribe, all that good stuff. HiPodImDad.com, all the archives. Thank you. Once again, for finding a spot to check us out, man. And this is, I'm excited to do the show this week. I have a lot of things to talk about. And I feel like usually when I do these podcasts, I start it off, I don't really have a full direction, you know? I'm just talking about stuff, riffing, as they say. Things that are happening, talking a little bit about my life. And I love doing that. I love kind of like conversing. But every once in a while, something will happen during the week that'll just stick into my head. And I'm like, I can't wait to get on this podcast and talk about it, because I don't know if I've spoken about it before. Sometimes, like this week, the content I want to talk about and the subject matter I want to talk about sometimes doesn't translate as well into the written word. I mean, you can write it, but one thing that you'll see, and I've learned this from just writing for 20-something years, people don't usually read what you write, you know? They'll read the blurb on Facebook and comment on it. I get that a lot. Anytime I write about Lucas and I write something about teaching him to speak, people would be like, you should get him a device. And I'm like, I mentioned the device 5 times in the article, but they didn't read the article, so they don't know. Or worse, they'll read the headline, and then they're just like, that's it. And then they comment on the headline, and it's like, that's not even what the article is about. I'll give you an example. Once again, pro wrestling, a lot of my insane reaction to articles I've written, stories, come from the world of pro wrestling. Yeah, it was a pretty wild time in my life. I had written an article. This is going to take you back. And if you're a wrestling fan, you're going to be like, well, that was a long time ago. When Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, seen by many as the greatest wrestler ever. I love Shawn Michaels. Came back to wrestling, 2002. He returned. They thought he was going to be out forever. His back was injured. He came back and he was a good guy. And they did this show. And all of a sudden, the Heartbreak Kid, the showstopper, the icon that could still go, was, I don't know, there was something off about him. He was no longer flamboyant. He was wearing brown tights and his hair was kind of cropped. And it just seemed like they neutered his character. Now, in wrestling, there's characters and stories. Again, you guys don't follow it. I'm just explaining it real quick. It's a character. It's like any TV show character. And I felt like this wasn't the same Shawn Michaels character that we had seen. So I wrote an article. The article, which at the time I thought was like this genius article. I like to always do kind of, you know, comparisons to real life and other things. I wrote about Archie Bunker. And I called the article Shawn Michaels as Archie Bunker. And the reason why I called it that was because I talked about how Archie Bunker on All in the Family was one way. But then when they brought him back for Archie Bunker's place, it was like a different Archie Bunker. It was like a different character. It was a different direction. He was a different person. It was just different. And that was the idea with Shawn Michaels, that he was one thing and then he left. And when they brought him back, they made him into something else. And there was just something not clicking. Again, not the most in-depth thing in the world. Most of the wrestling articles were about characters and people or whatever. But oh my God, people who read them, like the people who follow these articles, it was a major deal. Everything you wrote was a major deal, which, you know, it's their entertainment. I totally get it. So I wrote this article, Shawn Michaels is Archie Bunker. And I got an email from a woman. Pretty much, I don't say chastising me, I don't think it was that bad, but definitely laying into me for a few paragraphs about what a ridiculous thing to write. How could you compare Shawn Michaels to Archie Bunker? Are you saying that just because he's from Texas, he's racist? How could you say that? People are from Texas all the time, and they're not racist. Shawn Michaels isn't racist. What's wrong with you? And I stared at this article for a while, and then I was like, did you read the article? She did not read the article. It was completely from the headline. And that is just one of a million other examples very similar to it, but it was the first major time that I realized some people don't read this stuff. So your headline has to make sense. People have to get it. And I've run into it here, man. I've run into it with a lot of the stuff I've written about my son, teaching him to say thank you, teaching my nonverbal son to say thank you. And I write an article about teaching him like the motions for thank you and teaching, you know, something like that. And all of a sudden, all the comments are about like, God bless you. You'll teach him to talk. And like, that's not what the article is about. It's just about, all right, thank you. You're welcome. Okay, cool. You know, sometimes you don't want to sit there and explain to each and every person. So sometimes you get some of these pieces that are a little bit, you know, no one's necessarily dipping into them before commenting. And that's the evils of social media in many ways, that, you know, we have such a short attention span that we don't go too deep into things. And in some ways, I've kind of gotten away from that because my headlines through the years have gotten more specific. I've learned, you know, when it comes to SEO, search engine optimization, and all these great things that we have done to the writing industry, it makes things very easy to figure out. I used to like writing headlines. I like writing poetic, artsy headlines. And even now, going back every once in a while, you guys know on holidays, I'll remaster, as they say, an old blog post. And I always kind of change the headline a little bit. I had one of my favorite ones ever was called When It's Just Us. And it was about just when the doors close and it was just the family with a special needs child and how it was fine. It was the same as any other family. And I love that headline. I love that title of the post. But here we are 6 years later. And I remastered it, as they say, and I changed it to When It's Just Us. A special needs family at home, so that way you know what it's about, and Google knows what it's about, and blah. So this past week, I wrote two articles. As you guys know, Monday and Wednesday, I write on High Blog. On Monday, I wrote about kind of discipline when it comes to my son kind of not listening, and how it's a lot of it's impulse control, and as a dad and as a parent, my natural instinct, I get a visceral reaction when your kid doesn't pay attention. You want to get mad. You want to yell. You want to do all the things that you were taught you're supposed to do as a parent. Hey, 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 one, two, put that down. One, two. We all do it. I did it with my daughter. You're taught that way. You think you're supposed to do it that way. If you're not doing it, you're not really raising your kids right. But when it comes to my son, it doesn't work. I can count for a month. He knows what I mean. He knows what I'm doing. People go, oh, he doesn't understand counting. He understands counting because at bedtime we count down. He gives me his iPad. But if he's standing over a plate of steaming hot cookies, staring at me. And I go, don't do that. Don't eat them. And I watch his little eyes as he calculates, how far away is this guy? And then he shoves it in his face. So that's what I wrote about on Monday. That one got a big reaction too. I learned, like from 2017, when I first began this blog, I learned that if you put the word discipline in the headline, you're going to get some interesting reactions. And I have, man. I remember the first time I wrote about discipline, I got a message from a reader who was very upset about discipline. And then we kind of went in this back and forth. Like, I'm trying to explain like my position because I was still in that mindset that you can talk to people in a way. And that's when I learned that it wasn't that she didn't believe in how I discipline. She didn't believe you should ever discipline. Any kid should do whatever they want. How dare I? I was like, okay, I guess we're done talking. But Wednesday was the one that I came here and I've wanted to talk about. Wednesday, I wrote, no, I'm not trying to, quote, save my nonverbal son with autism. This article was based on something that was sent to me, a piece of media. It's a self-published book that somebody had written. If you guys don't know what self-publishing is, it's one of the reasons why I've not come out with a new book yet, and I'm going to. Nowadays, you're able to self-publish books. You're able to come up with a book idea, write it. Nobody vets it. Nobody approves it. Nobody does anything to it. And you just pay somebody, and they just print it and send it. That's what they do. Amazon does it. It looks like a real book to people who don't know otherwise, but it's flooded. The market is flooded, and I won't do that. I don't like self-publishing books. But somebody had done it, and they send it to me all the time. People, you know, hey, have you checked this out? And I read the description. The description was about, this is about a family trying to save their nonverbal child who suffers from autism. And I hated it. I hate that terminology. I hate the language. And maybe it was because of that, coupled with the fact that this past week, if you guys know, I went to go see the opening, I guess the opening week, my girlfriend Lauren and I went to Broadway, Belasco Theater. We saw How to Dance in Ohio. My cousin, she works at the box office, got us tickets. It was fantastic. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, you know, to the cast, an amazing, amazing job. It was a great story, but it was about that. It was about the language people use to speak about people with autism when they themselves don't have autism, when they're speaking from an outsider point of view, and how those words are hurtful and how those words are ignorant, and how sometimes, you know, to say someone suffers from autism is ridiculous. My son doesn't suffer from autism. And this isn't the first time I've written about it. I have a previous article of the exact same wording. My son doesn't suffer from autism. And I learned something a long time ago, just having a child with autism. I learned that the people who are going to offend you are not the people you think they're going to be. What am I talking about? When your child is first diagnosed with autism or is nonverbal, your instinct is to think that you are going to get stares from strangers, people who are rude, people who don't like autism, people who don't like your kid. You're not going to get that. The worst people to deal with when your child has autism are the people who want to, quote, help. The people who know the answers, the people who could save and heal and fix your son, the people who know better, the people with the crystals, the people with the oils, the people who know what they should eat, the people who will not shut up. And that's what I hate. And that's something that I think a lot of us have run into. I don't know if you guys understand how many comments I have to delete from our social media. And they're all people who are trying to get all of you who follow Hi Blog I'm Dad on Facebook or me, Hi James Gutman on Instagram. They want you to go to these pages. They want you to talk to this doctor. They want you to find this method and this will save your son's life. And it is so offensive. It's so annoying. No one asked you. No one asked you to cure anybody in my life. In fact, if you read the article that I posted, you'll see that I'm not asking you to do that. And you deal with it, man. We deal with it all the time. And it's pretty surprising, the language and the terminology that we use. But to this day, years and years later, you know, my son being 12 years old, having dealt with society, having dealt with people, having dealt with the public in general, I remember being genuinely surprised that that's how it is. And it's one of the things that I've learned from having dealt with these people. And it was a subject in, you know, the play that we saw, the musical that we saw. It's a subject in our lives. The idea of speaking down to people who don't deserve it, speaking down to people that you don't even know, because most of the people who want to cure my kid know nothing about autism. No idea, no clue, don't know what nonverbal is, doesn't know, you know, kind of the specifics of it, don't understand anything. Just have a strong opinion and feel the need to share. And having dealt with these people and having dealt with the situation, having dealt with these, you know, I don't know. I don't want to call them names. I'm not going to call them names, but definitely thinking of some names disguised behind the mask of trying to, quote, do good and help out. It's offensive. It's annoying, but it's taught me to keep my mouth shut about things I don't know anything about. You know, if you have someone in your family who's got, you know, whatever, any disease, I have nothing to say. I'm not going to cure you. I'm not going to tell you what foods to eat. I'm not going to tell you anything unless I know, unless I've gone to school for it, unless it's my specialty. But if I read something on the internet, the most you'll get from me is a question based on that. Hey, I read something. Is this true? My goal is to find things out, right? I always talk about it. I did debate in high school. I loved it. I was a, you know, Lincoln Douglas debater and went to New York, you know, New York finals, all this stuff. I loved it. It was my thing. And it taught me to look at every side of every argument and understand what the other person's argument is. And because of that, I watch videos all the time about subjects that I know nothing about, or subjects that there's, you know, the other side of my coin. If I believe something politically, I want to watch videos from the other side politically. I want to know what you think and why. If there was a conspiracy theory that to me makes no sense, I want to know why you believe it. I want to know those things. But I will never lecture you or tell you how to live. Even now, dude, I have a kid who has autism. I have a kid who's nonverbal. If you have a kid who's nonverbal with autism, I'm not going to tell you what to do, because you don't have my kid. I don't have your kid. What works for me might not work for you. What I believe, you might not believe. And it's none of my concern and none of my business to tell you otherwise. But you'd be surprised how many people don't feel that way. How many people will look at me with a nonverbal boy and think to themselves, this is something that I should go and talk to him about in a way where we're going to tell him how to do it or fix it or ask questions that I don't know, man. It's ridiculous, ridiculous questions. I've always said any question that comes from a genuine place of curiosity, of an attempt to understand, I am all for answering. But I don't know. It's the offensive ones. It's the ones that, you know, suggest things that aren't true. It's the ones that just show ignorance within the question, you know, worries me a little bit. I'll tell, you know, right before I go, I'll talk about this. I once had a cardiologist. This always bothered me. And he said, he asked me about my son. I was talking about my son. And he goes, oh, yeah. It's like autism. There's a lot of that nowadays, huh? I'm like, yeah. He's like, not as much when we were kids, right? And I'm like, oh, yeah, not as much. He goes, I wonder what that is, huh? But like, he said it in a way, you know? And like, my instinct was just to like backhand him. I'm like, nah. And I said, well, maybe because they know more about it now. So, you know, they're able to diagnose people with it now. Whereas before, they just kind of like wrote him off and just said, well, you know, he's slow or he doesn't understand. And he goes, huh. And he like looked off. And it wasn't sarcastic and it wasn't like rude. It was as if he had never even thought of that. No one had ever said it to him. And I remember thinking, he's a doctor. Are you kidding? You're a doctor. And yeah, never thought about it. First time I ever really give a thought, I might as well ask the father of a nonverbal boy in somewhat of a rude way. It is what it is, man. People are who they are. And at the end of the day, the one thing that I've learned is you cannot alter the way people think. Arguing with an idiot only makes you both look like idiots. Just kind of live your own life and make sure that you don't do that to somebody else. So I don't. If you have a family member with anything, any ailment, anything that I'm not, you know, privy to in my own life, I might ask you about it, but I will never, ever, you know, come at you from a place of arrogance or from a place of authority or anything like that. You know, do your thing, man. Let's be nicer to each other. Maybe everyone won't be so pissed off all the time. Hopefully you're not pissed off now. Hopefully you enjoyed the show and hopefully you'll be back next week. Join me Monday, Wednesday for all new blogs on Hi Blog I'm Dad. Follow me on social media. Hi James Gutman. Follow HiBlogImDad.com all over the place. Follow us. Follow me. And that does it for me, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, James Gutman saying be well. Bye, Pod.